The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Ooh, I'm about to Febreze y'all up in the face. I don't know why the Febreze sits on my desk over here all the time.
I got an idea.
But it's a staple.
I don't get down with a Febreze spray.
Does that mean you don't like it? You don't get down with it? Is that what you young people say, Riggins?
Yeah.
I don't get down with it? Or do y'all say you don't F's with it?
I say that too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a preferred spray?
No, I just don't. I feel like if you spray it up in the air, it's not contained in the air. It just falls to your floor.
Yeah, I spray it on, because I'm from the old days when Febreze was for you to spray on fabric.
Yeah, it's fabric stuff. Spray.
So I spray it in the curtains.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Slip and bust my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Some Febreze.
Man, my grandmother, my Nana, used to be because the only air freshener really back, you know, in the 70s was that Glade kind of style where it's got the hole on the top of the can and you spray it and it's
straight out.
Yeah. And it would fall down on you. You need an umbrella.
It's so funny you said that because I just saw, and maybe we'll get into this next, but I found a meme that said, what did the 80s smell like?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of specific answers about what the 80s smelled like. And Glade was one of the top answers.
Peach was a big skint in the 80s for candles and air fresheners and whatnot.
Yeah. Peach.
Jasmine.
Peach candle. I mean, just make me walk out.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
So you have a whole list of those?
I found them, yeah, just this morning. I thought it was kind of funny.
All right, you know what? You're right, Riggins. Why don't we do that next?
Let's do it.
Let's do that next. Coming up next, right after next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. So Riggins, you were born in 19... Well, I'm sorry, you know this. I'm not telling you this. Telling the John and Joan Q listener... Riggins was born in 1987.
Yeah.
So has no recollection of the 80s.
No, I don't.
Rob was born in 1986.
Five.
85?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm old.
Yeah, that's right. Oof. I was born, I graduated high school in 1987. So I'm the prime 80s person. And I'm also one to tell you how great the 80s generation was, 80s decade.
You've made it your whole personality.
Yeah. But I can also point out when some things were ridiculous, too, in there. The main thing that made the 80s good, you know, Riggins, what it is? You know, Rob?
Ain't nobody get hurt in the 80s, right?
No, I mean, in serious, oh. What made it? Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Yeah. Should've
Ronald Wilson Reagan. And since we're not on any of our radio stations right now, this is only extra funny. I can say that, and if you don't like it, then too bad. So sad.
Sucky.
All right, so Riggins has a list of things that the 80s smelled like.
I've never heard that asked before. What did the 80s smell like? And I thought, there's no way people are going to respond to that. 1,500 comments from people about what the 80s smelled like. And, I mean, I don't know. TJ, you're going to have to be the expert on this to say if it's true or not. Here's a guy that says you can break it down by season. In spring, it smelled like rain and cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer, it smelled like Hawaiian Tropic and cigarettes.
Yeah.
In fall, it smelled like cinnamon, pumpkins, leaves, and cigarettes. In winter, it smelled like pine and peppermint and cigarettes. Yeah. Again. Mm-hmm. So, but that comes up a lot.
Well, it wasn't until the 90s. I mean, you could say that about generations, you know, before that too, the 60s, the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and the 80s, because, like I was saying in the regular show today, you know, you ask if people came over to my house as a kid, if my mom and dad had things that were banned, like smoking. Yeah. No, I mean, you'd go get if because my parents didn't smoke.
Yeah.
But if somebody came over who did smoke, they'd go get an ashtray for them. We always had ashtrays for guests who smoked.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And if you watch that Menendez show that Monsters, the attorney, their attorney was in there smoking constantly. It was in 1989. They all smoked.
Now, if you even see somebody smoking inside, which you probably couldn't find, that would be like jaw dropping.
It would, yeah.
Like, what would is be. Going on?
And how much are cigarettes now? Like $30 a pack?
It's been 6 years since I've had a cigarette, but they were a little over five when I last bought them. But I think in Chicago, last time I smoked, they were over 10.
Yeah, and New York is the highest price because, you know, they put way more taxes and stuff on them.
They're probably 15, 20 bucks. Crazy.
In our hometown, 465. I misread it. 658. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got the wrong number. Well,
658 for a pack of cigarettes.
It ain't cheap. But some other answers about what the 80s smelled like. I mean, and they're so specific, like Calvin Klein Obsession.
Yeah.
Paul Mitchell Freeze and Shine.
The hair products. Paul Mitchell was big when people started using hair products. Polo, the original Polo cologne, which I always hated.
Yeah. Somebody put Polo Green in there specifically. Another person wrote Hang 10, Aqua Velva, Pop Rocks, the plastic from Mattel toys, rubber bands, smoke machines, the beach, fairgrounds, and arcades. There's a lot of them in there.
I mean, some of those are reaching, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, sure. Aquanet comes up a lot.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Hairspray.
Mm-hmm. And then it's a cheap hairspray. Yeah.
Somebody said Aquanet and cigarettes.
Perm solution would be one.
I see something about perm.
Yeah, Rob's mom was a hairdresser, and
what does it smell like?
It smells like a skunk chemical. It's kind of skunky.
It used to happen in the house that I lived in as well. My mom would have people come over and do perms in the house. It was awful.
Does it just infiltrate every room?
Yeah,
it's strong. It's a chemical smell. Yeah.
Let's see, Dracar Noir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people just call it Dracar.
Dracar.
Yeah, it's a black bottle.
Yeah, I think I know that. Do they still sell it?
They
still sell that.
Yeah.
Hair mousse and Marlboros. Another cigarette one.
Hair mousse. So not chocolate mousse. They have to put hair mousse.
That's how my mom used to, when she was in charge of doing our hair, she'd put mousse in her hair. I'm like, well, we're trying to get a style here, not just put some foam up in it.
Yeah, mousse would never hold my hair because it was too fine. I mean, even when I had thick hair, it was still fine. So I had to use a really strong gel.
Yeah.
To get mine to do what I needed it to do.
Did you ever use that hair glue that got to be or whatever it was when it came out?
No.
Yeah, it got to be glue. comes up Teen Spirit. Oh, smells like tea. Is that maybe what they're
saying? That wasn't in the 80s. The song wasn't.
Stale beer, cigarettes and hairspray, cigarette smoke and exhaust. He-Man in a Toys R Us. I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know. They're He-Man figures, maybe.
Yeah.
Tell you though, what scent I remember. The 80s smelled like freedom.
Freedom.
That's what it smelled like.
That's the last time we got a whiff of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just inhale it.
Yeah. I mean, once old Bill Clinton got in office, it started going downhill, and look where we are now.
I saw him the other day on TV. He did not look so good.
No.
He did not look so
good. And did you see the clip where somebody, I think he may have been at a fast food place or whatever, and the person thought he was Joe Biden?
No.
Yeah. Which is bad since Joe Biden is, I think, 4 years older than Clinton.
Really? Yeah, I mean,
Clinton hasn't. Well, the past few years, he hasn't aged well.
No, he is thin and not in a good way. I mean, I don't know. He's just, and he's, you know, shaking, but I think he's got Parkinson's, doesn't he?
Does he have Parkinson's?
I don't know.
I didn't hear that.
I might have made that up, but he didn't look so great. Oh, Bill. He was always like a big husky guy, like a broad-shouldered, kind of a bigger dude.
And before this became an overly used term, he did have swagger.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, which, you know, that comes from cowboys, you know, with a swagger because, you know, walking down the dirt streets and all that. But yeah, he was Mr. Charisma and all of that. Even though he's a shithead, a dipshit. Yeah, he did have charisma.
Yeah.
And I love telling one of my greatest showstopper stories of an experience that I've had is when I got into a heated argument with Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. He was more heated than I was, but
he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I would love to hear that because I never got to hear it the first time.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm not good at keeping up with things, archives and things like that.
You'd think if there was a recording of you talking to a president, you'd want to maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe like make a note of it or something, right. Or like.
And the fact that it was the first thing that Rush Limbaugh did on his show that day was play the clips of my arguing with Bill Clinton.
Do you have that?
No.
You suck. I mean, you're just.
But I was driving home, and I was listening to Rush, and all of a sudden, like he did his first thing, the first segment monologue or whatever, and he goes, "Oh, and wait till you hear about this, folks. Bill Clinton was on a top 40 radio show in Charlotte this morning, and the host asked him about da 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 da." And I was like, "Oh my god, oh my god." He said, "We'll play the clips of that next," and my phone just started blowing up.
Do you, can you get access to the Rush Limbaugh archives, like on his website or something? I wonder if you could find that.
I don't know. It'd be a lot.
It'd
be a lot.
You suck. I mean, you really do.
I mean,
you wouldn't want to hear that again?
I would love to, yeah.
Right.
I had it on CD at one point, the Rush part. I don't think I had the Clinton clip on CD, but I just assumed that with computers and all that, everything we've done for, you know, the whole time we've been, you know, at least over the last 15 or 20 years,
yeah,
would be in some sort of a drive that we have.
But why would you think 15 minutes ago we did something and Bob goes, "Hey, we didn't even record that."
Well, now I've since learned, you know, that we don't have archives like that. We don't have the ability to keep archives that far back.
I don't know. I'd say we have a pretty solid archive of our stuff for the last couple of years. That'd be easily accessible.
But didn't we lose everything we had on a website one time because the web company like went out of business or something, and then they deleted our whole thing?
They said, "Well, here's the problem. It is in the cloud. Unfortunately, our cloud."
They didn't even have. There was no cloud back then. They didn't call it the cloud.
Our cloud crashed.
It has dissipated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So years worth of audio and highlights of the show.
Pictures, videos, everything
gone.
We did. Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, and when you switched radio stations, whenever that you couldn't bring any stuff with you.
That's right. We the radio station we worked for first in when we moved to Charlotte, when we left there, they claimed ownership of everything that we had ever done on the air there. So we couldn't use any of the stuff for anything. Of all the years that we were on the radio there.
Yeah.
Only had them CDs to keep you company.
I mean, this is a rough-ass business, man. It's a cutthroat business. People don't realize it. But, yeah, it is. It's a knife you in the back, cutthroat, trashy-ass business. A lot of times.
Sometimes
it's good.
Yeah, everyone's
good. You know, when they're giving you money.
Yeah.
And, you know, that 5 minutes that they appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they don't give a damn.
I know that's right.
Well, this F them all, man.
F them all.
What, Rob?
I said this is a fun note that we're on.
Yeah. All right. Ha ha.
This is extra funny.
Ha ha, mother.